I shall not disobey you because you are my Lord. Because you are my Lord, I shall not ignore. I shall not ignore that you created me from nothing and then turned me into something. O our beloved Hussein, can you hear when the Muslim cry for you in pain? Though I was not with you on that tragic day, my loyalty to you remains as time gets in the way. When I hear the cries of the people in Bahrain, I pray Al-Ajal Ya Mahdi, O son of Hussein. The events of Karbala are again being repeated. But with the love of Hussein and Al-Muntazir, we shall not be defeated. And in Palestine, where the prophets before have come, why is the Ummah silent? What have we done? O Sayyida Zainab, for your hijab you fought. We cry and lament for you, but why is it modesty we have forgot? O Ali Akbar, the youth of this horrific event, you fought against the oppressors, keeping your sisters safe in the tent. Hal minna sidi yansuruna, is there anyone to help me, cries the master of shuhada. Hal minna sidi yansuruna, is there anyone to help us, cried the shuhada of Bahrain. Hal minna sidi yansuruna, is there anyone to help us, cried the shuhada of Pakistan. Is there anyone to help us, cried the Muslim of Palestine, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen. Is there anyone to help us, cried the babies affected by white phosphorus in Iraq. Is there anyone to help us, cried the starving children in Somalia. Kullu yawmin Ashura, kullu ardan Karbala. These words shouldn't just be words. Kullu yawmin Ashura, kullu ardan Karbala. These words should be more than words to the lovers of Hussein. These words should be implanted into our knowledge-seeking brains. When speaking about Karbala, we say, Ya Imam, if I were alive in your time, I would fight for your cause. But what we don't realize is our Imam is alive, and he is waiting for us. Justice now at a pause. The opportunity to fight for Haq and Adl are here. But we're either making excuses or hiding in our homes filled with fear. We claim to be the Shia of Hussein, but many of us are too scared to even speak of Bahrain. If we're too scared to speak out against the Yazidis of our time, how could we support our Imam back then? Our words now a crime. But inshallah, our words won't just remain as words. Our words will become the fuel to help us stand up. We will not be the generation to abandon you like they did in Kufa. We will be the generation to fight beside you. To fight beside the Muslim of this world and fight beside the Shuhada of Karbala.